Today, I invite you to uncover the reasons holding you back from pursuing your passions, embrace the wisdom of midlife, and discover practical tips to reignite your sense of purpose in this empowering exploration of self-discovery and personal growth. Join me on a transformative journey toward finding your sweet spot in life, where courage, resilience, and authenticity reign supreme. Grab a cup of coffee and come on in. Welcome to Life Repurposed. This is where midlife meets inspiration, practical guidance, and renewed purpose amid life's evolving chapters. We navigate faith questions and messy, uncertain twists with humor and a commitment to pursue treasure, even in the hard stuff. I'm your host, Michelle Rayburn, the author of books and Bible studies about finding hope in the trashy stuff of life. I know you don't all love coffee, and that's okay. If you're a tea drinker, or you like soda, or if you call it pop or coke or something else where you live, that's okay. But I love coffee. Specifically, I enjoy iced coffee with some chocolate and a little flavoring. It's an iced mocha. It's the perfect blend of the bold notes of the coffee mingling with the sweetness of a splash of cream plus some smooth chocolate. It's the perfect way to start my mornings. Plus, it isn't just the flavor that brings delight to my mornings. Behind it comes the kick of caffeine. Caffeine is like a superhero for our brains. Obviously, it's best in moderation, but it takes away the grogginess in the morning and also puts us in a better mood and sharpens our focus. It stimulates the central nervous system, increases our heart rate and blood flow, and delivers oxygen and nutrients to our muscles more efficiently. So I want to know, what's your iced mocha? I'm not talking literally about coffee, but what in your life is the perfect blend of flavor in your dreams and pursuits? What puts a smile on your face at the same time that it energizes you in ways you can't explain? It makes your heart beat faster. You could focus on it for hours without fatigue. It wakes you up and makes you look forward to it again tomorrow. Today's midlife mixtape soundtrack in this little mini-series is Livin' the Vida Mocha. We're going to be talking about passion today. It's a force that propels us forward, infusing our lives with meaning and purpose. But what exactly triggers this intense desire within us? Is it something innate, or is it shaped by external influences? I've talked about pursuing our passions many times on the show, but what if you don't feel as if you have a true passion? I often say that I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up until my late 30s and early 40s. I tried a lot of things, and I keep trying things. I know what I want to be when I grow up, but I keep iterating on it a little bit. But there was a time when I did things for a season, and then I moved on as I was trying to figure this out. Passion can be sparked by a multitude of factors: a deep-rooted interest, a sense of purpose, or even a personal connection. It's that feeling of being so engrossed in something that it becomes a driving force in our lives. I believe that it comes from God, and it's uniquely driven by how He created us with certain interests, abilities, and ways of interacting with the world around us. If you're struggling to figure out what really sparks something for you, let's consider some steps that you can take to ignite that fire. I encourage you to explore different interests and experiences, allowing yourself the freedom to discover what truly resonates with you. Pay attention to the activities that make you lose track of time, that make you feel alive and invigorated. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and try new things. You never know where your passion might lie. Have you had anything that you pushed aside because of something external? Perhaps someone made you feel different or ashamed. Maybe someone talked you into doing what was sensible rather than what motivated you. You settled for skim milk instead of the iced mocha you really wanted. Regret can be a powerful motivator, driving us to reassess our priorities and make changes in our lives. I've met many people who have regret about not following their passions earlier on. They often wonder what could have been if they had taken that leap of faith or pursued their interests more fervently. You can use that regret as a fuel to propel you forward. Instead of dwelling on what could have been, focus on what you can do now to pursue your passions and live a life that's still true to yourself. It isn't too late. It's never too late to reignite that fire within and pursue your dreams with passion and determination. As you're sorting through, let's look at three unconventional yet practical strategies to harness regret as a catalyst for reigniting your passion. I talk about regret because if you've lived a few years and been around the sun a few times, you've maybe been pondering this. The first unconventional thing I'd like to look at is to unearth those unusual passions. Rather than sticking to conventional notions of what passion should look like, dare to explore the uncharted territories of your interests. Look into the depths of your spirit to uncover those obscure hobbies, quirky fascinations, or hidden talents that have been long buried beneath the surface. Embrace the unconventional and let your curiosity lead the way. To uncover unconventional passions, you could start by creating a passion exploration journal, maybe a note in your phone. Set aside some time each day to jot down anything that piques your interest, no matter how unusual or obscure. Dive into online forums, attend niche events, or take up experimental hobbies. The goal is to expose yourself to a diverse range of experiences and ideas. Challenge yourself to step outside of your comfort zone and embrace the unknown. You may be surprised by what sparks your curiosity. The second thing you can do is turn that regret into resilience. Regret, when viewed through a different lens, can be a powerful ally in cultivating resilience. Instead of allowing regret to weigh you down with its heavy burden, go ahead and harness its energy to fuel your resilience. Embrace the lessons you learned from past missteps. Extract wisdom from the wounds of regret and channel the newfound resilience into propelling you forward on your journey toward passion. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this experience? How can I use this knowledge to grow stronger? Develop a resilience mindset by focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on past mistakes. It's easy for us to get stuck thinking about what could have been, but when we start to think about what still could be, we get kind of excited by that. I do. When I think about how I could still be what I want to be, I don't have to look at myself at this particular age and say, well, I wasted that opportunity. Maybe the time wasn't right then. And so now is the time for me to try something different. I'm doing that with my career right now. I was in my mid-40s when I changed careers, and I'm loving what I'm doing. So that was a brave risk, and I really am glad that I took that risk. The third thing you can do is surrender to the flow. In the pursuit of passion, there's a beauty in surrendering to that unexpected flow of life. Release the tight grip that you want to have on the control and allow yourself to be swept away by those unpredictable currents of serendipity. Stay open to the chance encounters, the unexpected detours, the spontaneous moments of inspiration that may lead you to unexpected passions. Embrace the chaos. I know that's scary, but do it. Dance with uncertainty and trust in the unfolding of a unique path. Cultivate an openness attitude and this curiosity toward the world around you. Say yes to those spontaneous invitations. Explore new environments and engage in random acts of kindness that step you into unexpected places. Practice letting go of rigid plans and expectations, allowing space for chance encounters to unfold. This is hard for me to say, but it has been a good life lesson for me. I have a very spontaneous husband, and he has pushed me to do things. I'm the kind that would just stay home forever and say no to everything. And when I've been a little more spontaneous and letting go of some of those rigid plans and my expectations, it is where things have happened that I hadn't even thought about. It has made connections with people or experiences that have developed something in me. Again, you may want to keep a journal to document how those experiences have gone and reflect on the insights you've gained. Maybe you're a journaler, maybe you're not, but however you process and keep track of those things is helpful. Trust in the natural flow of life and remain receptive to the magic of the unexpected. So let's say you've uncovered several passions. Let's say you've gone through some process, you've explored a bit, and now you're eager to take a next step in developing them. Because, you know, that's the other thing that often happens is we talk about it, but we don't do anything about it. And we think, if I could explore that, I would. Well, I want to say congratulations to you if you've uncovered some new things that you want to try. This is an exciting moment. It's full of potential and opportunity. So I want to give you some practical tips to help you navigate this phase of your journey. And they all start with I. The first thing that we want to do is inventory. Take a moment to reflect on the passions you've uncovered and identify which ones resonate with you most. Obviously, you aren't going to have the time and the energy to do all the things you want to do. And I've found that sometimes I think I'm passionate about something and I'm not really. It's kind of a mild interest. So what you want to do is look for the things that you've uncovered that really resonate with you. Consider the factors such as your level of interest, the impact it has on your life, and the potential for growth and fulfillment. When you prioritize those passions, it helps you focus your time and energy more efficiently. Once you've identified your top passions, set clear, actionable goals to pursue them. Now, it might not be that you're breaking them down into those things people call SMART goals and all that. Can I just be honest with you for a moment? When I've done those just stay on a piece of paper. They aren't the thing that speaks to me and moves me towards action. I have to actually just look for some blocks in my calendar and put some times and dates in and then put some actions in there. So you do you. You probably have a way that you motivate yourself with goals. But just make sure that you set some, because if you just, again, talk about it, you're not going to move forward. The next I word that you can do is invest. Passion often thrives on continuous learning and growth. This means you're going to need to seek out opportunities to deepen your knowledge and skills, because you may have some natural abilities and you may have some skills, but you probably need to develop those skills even more. So this could include taking some classes, attending workshops or seminars, reading books or articles, or seeking guidance from mentors or experts in the field. This is something I had to do a long time ago when I decided I wanted to pursue writing professionally. I was attending a conference every year for at least 15 years. It was a slow growth of skills, but it was really important because attending that conference put me in connection with the people I needed to know, and it also really grew my skills. And so when I say invest, I mean invest. You're going to need to invest time, and that means you're going to invest money. And there is nothing worth pursuing that doesn't come with a cost. It is going to take some time and it's going to take some commitment from you. So be proactive in expanding your understanding and your expertise and embrace the lifelong learning. Developing passion requires dedication and perseverance. So commit to practicing your passions regularly, even when faced with challenges or setbacks. I've seen so many people, and I'm going to use writing as the example because this is one of my passions. I've seen people with excuses saying, well, that person there has all of this ability. They have this time. They're able to do things I'm not able to do because in my life, I have this roadblock. And I'm telling you that every writer I know has their own roadblock. And the ones that are successful are the ones who have figured out how to work around that. So figure out what your roadblock is and what your goal is, and you're going to have to work around that. Stay consistent in your efforts and remain resilient in the face of those obstacles. Don't let yourself make excuses. Remember that progress takes time, and every small step brings you closer to those goals. Don't be afraid to think outside the box and explore new ways of expressing your passion. Experiment with different techniques, approaches, mediums, depending on what you're doing. Like for me, mediums could mean writing on paper or writing digitally, writing online, writing for print. You see what I mean? There's so many different approaches. See what resonates with you the most. And then embrace creativity as a tool for innovation and self-expression. Allow yourself the freedom to explore and evolve along the way. For example, I know people who are passionate about writing and they're all different. Some love poetry, some write fiction, nonfiction, devotionals, drama, songs, you name it. How you express it will be unique to you. And you might start out with one thing. I said I would never write a book and now I have like 9 books. So it's one of those things where I've stopped saying I will never. And I think, okay, maybe this will go in a direction I didn't expect. I'm just going to start out writing a few articles here and there, and that's how mine got going. You figure out what your first step is with your passion, and then look at where it could go and just stay open to that. The third eye is interact. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage your passion. Seek out those like-minded people who share your interests or can offer valuable insights and feedback. Join communities, clubs, or online forums that are related to your interests, and then engage in meaningful interactions with others who share your enthusiasm. Can I just say something as someone who has done the previous step of invest? I want to give you a word of caution here. Be very aware that the people you're reaching out to have done the work of investing. So don't expect that everybody can have coffee with you for 2 hours or hop on a Zoom call with you and give a lot of free advice for the place you want to go. You're going to have to invest too. So you can have those conversations, but be aware that you might be asking them for something they charge for. You might have to invest money in a coaching call with that person to get their advice. And that honors them and the investment they've made as well. So as you interact, yes, having a supportive environment can provide you with motivation, inspiration, and accountability to stay committed to your goals, but also honor that investment of other people as you do that. There are many reasons for why some of you have said no to your passions in the past. I get that some of you will listen to this episode, want to change something, and then it will fizzle. I've been there too. I want to give you a couple reasons for why this happens, because you might need to identify something in you once you've gotten to this point where you say, yeah, I'm willing to take inventory. I'm willing to invest. I want to interact with the people. All right, let's make this happen. And then it stops. So let's look at why. One of the most common reasons people hold back from pursuing their passions is the fear of failure. They worry about not being good enough or falling short of their own or others' expectations. Another one people struggle with is a lack of confidence. Maybe you struggle with low self-esteem and confidence, which can hinder your belief in your abilities to succeed in your chosen endeavors. For me, that was something I needed, and that's where that connection of having the people was so important. I was doing the work in learning what I needed to learn, but I still wasn't confident. And more than anything, I wasn't expecting free learning from people, but I did really desperately need them to cheer me on. That's the best thing that somebody who's a little farther down the road can do for you, is to cheer you on and say, you've got this, you can do this, build that confidence in you. Another one is often financial concerns. When you pursue a passion, it requires time, effort, financial investment. Those concerns may be about financial stability or practicality of turning your passion maybe into a career can deter people from taking the leap. It can also be that you want this just as a side thing, like it's a hobby, and it also costs money. And so maybe you have to work extra hard at your career in order to make this other thing happen. And so that's a legitimate concern. It costs something. And I can't go out and invest $10,000 right now in growing my own passions. I've had to be really creative in figuring that out. Another thing that might limit you is societal expectations, cultural norms, family pressure, and these expectations may have influenced you to prioritize practicality and security over following your passions. You may have felt obligated to pursue a conventional path rather than what truly fulfills you. I started out as a registered nurse, and I only worked in that career for a few years before changing directions completely. And a lot of that was that there was some societal expectation. There was a great need for nurses at the time I was graduating from high school. I dove into it and went for it with everything. I really liked a lot of aspects of it, but I realized that that career wasn't what truly fulfilled me. And so that's why I said I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, because I was following expectations and then realized I was created for something different. The next one goes along with the financial concerns, limited time and resources. One of the things I hear people say the most when they talk about wanting to pursue something that they're passionate about is they have busy schedules, family responsibilities, other commitments. Maybe it's church commitment. Maybe you're leading a ministry on the side or multiple ones, and all of your volunteer activities can really make it challenging to carve out time to pursue your passions. You may feel overwhelmed by your existing obligations, and then you feel like you can't prioritize your own interests. There are ways of working through that. I'm not going to go through that all here, but I know that that is a hindrance for some people. Another one is a perceived lack of support. Lack of encouragement or support from family, friends, or peers can really dampen that enthusiasm for pursuing our passions. Maybe you fear judgment or rejection from people around you, and so you suppress your desires. I'm surrounded by a lot of people that really don't get me because as a writer and a graphic designer, I'm a creative person and I kind of geek out over things that other people are not that interested in. And so it isn't really that they don't support me, but I perceive that sometimes because they're not that interested in talking about the things that I get really fired up about. And so sometimes we press forward without sensing I have everyone backing me in the way I'd love to. Now, my husband is a cheerleader for me. He's like, I am so proud of what you do. You do those things. And he will sit and listen until his eyes glaze over. And so he is very supportive, even though he's not that interested in the same things that I'm interested in. So sometimes we just have to be brave, get past that fear of judgment or rejection, and just say what we really want to do and ask people, will you support me even if it sounds really boring to you? And that's just the place we start. And then just being safe to express really what we want to do. And then when I back up to thinking about investing and when I went to the first writers conference, that was the first time when I was like, oh my goodness, these are the people that get me. I found my people. So when I became friends with them online, again, that network was so important for that encouragement because that's where I found the support of lots of other people who said, yeah, I'm surrounded by people in my life who don't get my creative side, but yet they love me and appreciate me. Something you might be wrestling with is an uncertainty about the future. Obviously, the future is always uncertain because we don't really know. Only God knows the future. But maybe you've hesitated to pursue your passion because you're concerned about the stability or feasibility of your path that you're choosing. You maybe worry about long-term prospects. Can I sustain this? Is this a career? Is this a hobby? I don't know. Maybe if you're in midlife, this is a really good time to realize that there is no time like the present to make a move on your next step. And so, you know, time's ticking. This is a good time to go ahead, but it's always going to be uncertain. When I was 20, the future was uncertain. And now in my 50s, the future is still uncertain. One thing that also might stop you is that you're just plain old comfortable with status quo. We are creatures of habit, and maybe you've just become complacent with your current circumstances, even if you're not fully satisfied. And I'm not going to judge you for that because that's up to you. But if you're afraid of disrupting the status quo and you want to stick with what's familiar and predictable, but then yet somewhere deep down inside, you're just still longing for something different, I encourage you to explore that a bit and see what it is that's keeping you comfortable. I have a couple more for you. One is past experiences of rejection or failure. You know, maybe you've heard stories of people who are like on one of, you know, like I love watching The Voice or American Idol. Maybe you've heard somebody on there who said, yeah, somebody back in the day told me I can't sing. And then they have this fabulous voice and amazing talent, but they have been hiding it because of past experiences where somebody rejected them. Maybe you've had previous setbacks, rejections, failures. Those can leave scars in your mind, and they make you hesitant to try again or take risks in pursuing your passions. And the last thing is something I've covered in other episodes on the Life Repurpose podcast, and that is perfectionism. Striving for perfection can paralyze some people because they may fear making mistakes or may fear not meeting their own unrealistic standards. And this perfectionist mindset can prevent you from taking action and exploring your passions fully. Now, these are just some of the myriad reasons for why people may hold back from pursuing what they're truly passionate about. Overcoming these obstacles often requires some introspection, courage, and a willingness to challenge limiting beliefs and the norms of society in order to get to the next step. I want you to pause for a second. You can pause the player if needed, but mostly, let's just be more introspective here. To the listener who finds yourself standing at the crossroads of uncertainty, feeling unsure and lacking confidence, I want you to know that you're not alone. It's natural to experience moments of doubt and hesitation, especially when embarking on a new journey or pursuing unfamiliar passions. Change is hard when you're cruising toward midlife, especially. But I urge you to recognize the inherent strength and potential within you that's waiting to be unleashed. Think about what it's like when you team up with God who created you and you step into the potential he put within you. And as I circle back to what I said at the beginning, remember, it isn't too late. First and foremost, I want to remind you that it's okay to feel uncertain. Uncertainty is not a sign of weakness, but rather a testament to your willingness to explore and grow. Embrace this uncertainty. It's a gateway to possibility. And right now, what's standing in front of you is a blank canvas again. We have times in our life when we reset. And it's kind of like when an artist finishes one canvas and then is ready to start a new project. There's no failure in all of the projects that have been completed already, but here that artist stands with a blank canvas, a new picture, and she asks herself, what am I going to put on this canvas? That's how I see the next phase of life. It's like, what would I put here? If I've always been painting the same picture over and over again, what would I put on the next canvas? I know that confidence is not something we're born with, and it's something that we cultivate through practice and perseverance. So I encourage you to begin by acknowledging your fears and doubts, but don't allow them to define you. Challenge any negative self-talk and replace it with words of affirmation and encouragement. Now, I'm not talking about sitting in the mirror and reading affirmations to yourself, because I was listening to, it was either an audiobook or it was actually an audiobook, I think. I was listening to, I might not have had it in that, but the most recent audiobook I listened to was Savannah Guthrie's book, Mostly What God Does. I will link to that in the show notes because I really enjoyed the book. But I think she was the one that talked about Stuart Smalley in the old Saturday Night Live skits and how he had this really cheesy moment where he talked to himself with these affirmations. I'm not talking about that. But there are moments in the middle of something where I'm telling myself I can't and I need to switch it to, I know I can do this. I've got this. I know I can do this. You are capable of achieving things, even new things, learning things that are outside of what feels comfortable. So I encourage you to believe in your abilities even when it's difficult. Remember that progress is not linear. There are going to be ups and downs along the way, moments of triumph, moments of setback. Embrace each experience as an opportunity for growth and learning. Celebrate your victories, no matter how small, and view your setbacks as valuable lessons to propel you forward. I remember when I had been working for quite a while as a writer, going to conferences for several years and finally having some confidence to send in something for publication. And I started out with writing articles. So I submitted an article to a magazine and I got paid $10 for that article. And I photocopied that check just to keep it in my records to remind myself that I started small. That was a very small victory. But no matter how small, I was going to celebrate those $10 and cash that check and put it in the bank account. As you move forward, and I talked about in finding your people, surround yourself with positivity and support. Seek out those mentors, friends, family members who believe in you and see your potential. Share your aspirations and fears with them and allow their encouragement to uplift and inspire you. If you're somebody who really struggles with receiving that encouragement and you brush it off, I mean, if you're, here's how you know. Are you the person who, when somebody compliments your outfit, you have to say you got it on sale and, you know, I found this old thing, I found it on sale at Savers or something like that. That's a Midwest thing, so it might be just where I live, but if you're always making excuses, if somebody says, oh, I loved what you were singing there, or I love this artwork you created, and your response sounds like, oh, this old thing, your response can be a sincere thank you. Remember that there are people who want to encourage you. They want to uplift you. They want to inspire you. Remember, you're not navigating this alone. There are people who genuinely want you to succeed. So take a deep breath. summon your courage, and take that first step forward. The path ahead may be uncertain, but it's yours to carve and shape. Embrace it with an open heart and a resilient spirit, knowing that you are capable of pursuing what fulfills you. Whether it's related to your career or your hobbies, you can live the, quote, vita moca, the sweet and smooth, delicious life that wakes you up and energizes you. If you're tempted to play it safe, listen up. I understand the allure of safety and familiarity. It's comforting to stick with what we know, to avoid the risks and uncertainty, but I want to challenge you to consider what you might be missing out on by playing it safe. While staying within your comfort zone may shield you from some of life's uncertainties, it also limits your potential for growth, discovery, and fulfillment. Remember that growth often happens in the challenges. It's those moments of uncertainty and discomfort where we discover our true strength, that resilience, and our potential. That is life repurposed. We're in the middle of the messy stuff, where it feels gritty and uncomfortable. That is where we grow. Start small. Try something new, take on a challenge, or pursue a passion that you've always been curious about. Allow yourself to be vulnerable, to make mistakes, and to learn from those mistakes along the way. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel afraid or uncertain, but don't let fear hold you back from living a life that's rich with experiences and meaning. You have within you the courage and resilience to step beyond the safety net, so take a leap of faith. And trust in your ability to move forward with grace, curiosity, and an adventurous spirit. Listener, this is your call to action. Seize this moment as a call to live every day with purpose and intention. Embrace your passions with open arms, knowing that the road ahead may be winding and uncertain, but filled with infinite possibilities waiting to be explored. I challenge you to embrace the beauty of this chapter in your life, to nurture your passions with gusto, and to accept the process of self-discovery with all the courage and conviction you can muster. That sweet spot of life awaits you, and it's yours for the taking. It's time to be living the vita moca. Thanks for listening to Life Repurposed. Would you like more? Check out the Life Repurposed magazine on Substack and get resources, weekly musings, and conversations with others. Just go to liferepurposed.me.